It's time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones. Looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. My name is Wendy Cates Dancer. I'm a registered nurse and a nutritional counselor. Dara's actually taken a much-needed day off, and she supposedly is bicycling up in Hinckley. She's actually meeting a friend of hers from Duluth, so I hope she's not getting wet. So Dara's out there getting some exercise, and I would just like to say a big thank you to all of our listeners today, and also just to let everybody know, every time I'm on the radio, I just really feel such a privilege to be here and to be giving out this extremely valuable information that actually alters people's lives. And we have a huge conversation about that today. Our topic today is actually childhood obesity. This is a subject that is actually very, I said dear, but close to my heart. As I grew up really knowing, believing, thinking that I was fat, and I can't tell you how hard it was taking my mom. I think I was either in the fourth or fifth grade, and she was taking me to every store in town trying to get school dresses that actually fit. And it was horrifying because none of them fit. We finally found some at the very last store we went to, and they actually had a chubby section. So that's where I got my dresses for the fourth grade. And I still remember the look in the sales lady's face as if to say, oh, you know, poor dear. I also remember watching a show on PBS where they were interviewing overweight children, and many of them said they would rather be minus a leg or an arm or have some physical anomaly rather than be overweight. And I can really relate to that feeling, to know and feel that there is just always something wrong with you. So here we go. We're going to delve right into this difficult and emotional topic. And to do that, I have the perfect guest with us today. And I'm not kidding. I mean the perfect guest. Helping us connect the dots between what our kids put in their mouth and their health. And this is our parent expert, Mary Hauge. Mary, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Wendy, for having me back. Actually, I think parent expert is a little strong. But I like to consider myself a parent in education. I've really tried hard to educate myself, to figure out how best to feed my children and to how to keep them the healthiest so that we weren't at the doctor all the time.
Right. And you have a great story to tell, and we'll get that into in a minute. But you are an expert. You are definitely an expert in my eyes because I've been working with you for over 2 years now, and I've watched you to put one foot in front of the other, take one step in front of the other, and you've trained. Not only have you made such a huge impact for your family and yourself, but you're also one of our nutrition educators and our teachers. That is, every quarter, you're out there teaching anywhere from 12 to 20 some people. Yep. All about what you've learned because it's made such an impact in your life. So, you definitely have earned, in my eyes, the title of parent expert.
Well, thank you.
And, Mary, I'd like you to, because I know you're an expert, but our audience doesn't. So let's have you just talk about what brought you to see Dar.
Sure. 2 years ago, I realized that my daughter was having some issues. She was not happy. To me, it was more of the emotional issues that I saw, a lot of anxiety, just not feeling good about herself. To her, it was an issue of being overweight. And every time she would have to be weighed in, whether it was at the doctor's office or at school for the presidential physical fitness test, she would just cry. And she'd say, Mom, how can I possibly weigh that much? And I'd say, you know, honey, nobody can do anything about this except you, but I am to the point where I am ready to go and figure out what I'm doing wrong and to find you some help. And how would that be with you? And she thought about it and she thought, well, I guess that would be okay. So we went actually to see Dar. I was listening to this very radio station and they were talking about teenagers and the impact that food could have on not only their weight issues, but on their emotions and on their anxiety. And I thought, you are talking about my kid.
Yeah.
So at that point, I decided I'm going to email them and see what they can do for her.
So you did the number one thing that we really are looking at all parents to do today is you took responsibility.
I did. And I realized that here I have three children and two of them looked very normal on the outside. Their weight was not an issue.
Mm-hmm.
But for my oldest, the way she ate was showing on the outside and she didn't feel like she fit in. And so I thought, well, I don't know where to go. I thought I was doing the right thing. I'm going to seek out help. And so when I emailed the nutritional weight and wellness company, they emailed me back and they said, certainly we can help you. We work with teenagers all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so their deal was either she should come in and talk with them, which she wasn't comfortable doing, or I could come in for her. And
did you think she wasn't comfortable, Mary, because of her weight? Or do you think she just
thought
she would hear one more, have to step on the scale one more time?
That's right.
Have someone else look at her like that sales lady did to me.
Yeah, and I also felt like if she went in, it would sort of be admitting that she had this huge problem and it was her fault. And so she wasn't comfortable doing that, and so I went in for her.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, I didn't realize.
But you made an agreement with her before you went to.
I said, this is going to cost, you know, a little bit of money.
Yep.
And I'm also going to have to be taking some time to do this. So if I go in, will you at least agree to try out whatever it is they have to say? And she said, all they're going to do is tell me I have to eat vegetables. And I said, well, I don't think so. But if that's the case, will you do it? And she said, I guess. So I went in to see Dar. We had filled out this huge health survey together, which outlined everything from the point of when she was in utero, when I was pregnant with her, to what food she liked today, what she liked to eat, what she didn't like to eat. And so we had this huge health survey, and I brought it into Dar, and Dar took one look at it, and she said, I know what the problem is. And I said, you do? Well, first of all, she had been on medication since the age of 18 months old for asthma.
Right.
And she
was on six meds at that time,
wasn't she? Yep. She was on many medications. And she also was on steroids. And steroids is really, they're very, very hard on a young child's body. And she was on five different courses over a 10-year period in her life. And what I learned was that those can stop your metabolism dead. And Dar pretty much said, this kid's metabolism has come to a complete stop. And I went, oh my gosh, you mean it's not just about what I've been doing to her with food? And actually,
or what she's been doing, because we talked before the show that there was some emotional eating, right? That if something went wrong, it's like, mom, let's stop at the Dairy Queen.
And because,
you know, it's like, let's.
Yep. And because she felt so badly about the way she looked, she presented that image to other kids at school, and so she really didn't have a lot of friends. Like Wendy said, some kids would rather be friends with someone who has a disability rather than someone who's overweight, and we really did find that to be true. And she wasn't happy with herself, and so that's what she presented.
Right.
And so that was very difficult, and I had no idea that food could control not only her weight, but her anxieties, her metabolism, you know, could be sped up more, and she'd be a healthier kid. Her asthma, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the puzzle that Dar gave me and the pieces we needed to put together. And I went out of there after.
Well, you must have been relieved, Mary.
I was relieved.
Like it wasn't your fault.
Well,
it wasn't your daughter's fault. It wasn't anything you were doing wrong.
Right. And that was the thing is, right away, you want to say, well, I guess I ruined her. You know, this must have been me. in effect, there was a many forces that were not working in her favor, and I just needed to understand the whole picture. And once I did, we got on the right track, and we have never looked back.
And it's pretty, it's in a pretty amazing track you've been on.
Isn't that true?
I mean, because in 24 hours,
right,
you had a different daughter.
Right. And we went out after an hour with Dar, we went out with an eating plan, and we went out with a few vitamins and minerals that Dar felt she was probably deficient in. Fish oil, one was because that's a really good healthy fat, and kids need really good healthy fats. We're not talking about fats that are in McDonald's French fries or fats that they get in that large muffin from the grocery store. We're talking about healthy, nourishing fats that help their brains and help their development. And she wasn't getting enough of those because she wouldn't eat fish. She didn't eat very much animal meat. She didn't want to eat things that were cute.
No bunny rabbit for her.
No, she wasn't a vegetarian, but she pretty much ate turkey and chicken and, you know, not very much red meat, not very much pork. And so her diet was sorely lacking. Mm-hmm. And so by giving her some nutrients.
Some good nutrients and some fish oil, which also we know really help decrease the inflammation of someone that has asthma.
That's right. And we were able to get her off all of her medications that day. And within 24 hours, she said to me, "I have never felt this good in my whole life." And she was a teenager. She would have been 13 in a month. And for her to say that, and I just noticed this calm that came over her, that she truly, in fact, did feel good about herself.
That's absolutely amazing. And we're going to be talking a lot more about that when we come back. And maybe your story isn't exactly the same as Mary's. I have mine, and I'll share that with you when I get back. But one thing we want you to know is that it's not your fault. It is our responsibility to get education, but it's really not our fault. And we always treat obesity or whatever is going on as a biochemical reaction in the body and look at, get to the bottom of that, which is exactly, thank goodness you came in, Mary. Such a pleasure to be talking about this. So it's time for us to take a break. But did you know that you have over 200 separate bones in your body that support and give shape to your body and protect your vital organs? And that bone is actually a living substance in one of the most active tissues in our body, constantly being broken down and rebuilding itself and processing. It's a process actually called remodeling. So we'll be right back with Dishing Up Nutrition. And if you have any questions today about childhood obesity or nutrition, give Mary and I a call, 651-699-3438. We're back with Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Wendy Kate Stancer, registered nurse and nutrition educator, and I am here with my parent expert, Mary Hauge, and we are having a conversation about childhood obesity. If you'd like to join us in that conversation or have questions for us, please give us a call at 651-699-3438. And Mary, before we left on break, we were talking about, really how emotional obesity is and how, just all the things that are there for kids. And it's been a while since I've been a kid. You know, I'm going to be 57 soon. And we were talking about that, too, before the show, because you said, I don't want my daughter at 50 to, still be struggling with this. And that's where I was. That's where I was at 50. It's been 7 years now that I've been working with Dar. And in your daughter's case, she was like 18 months and she developed asthma and needed to be on these medications, which, as you know from working with Dar, stopped her metabolism. In my case, it was like I had, I was bottle fed. I wasn't breastfed. So I did not get good bacteria. Mm-hmm. I had a tonsillectomy and my adenoids removed when I was 3 years old. And then I also had some other things happen to me that were really traumatic. And I really did use food emotionally, but also with all those things going on, with not having the good bacteria, with my metabolism being stopped too because my intestines weren't working correctly. But we want parents to know that these are the kind of things that happen to people.
Right.
And again, that it is not our fault, but it is our responsibility. And I know, Mary, how relieved you were when you left Dar's office with that weight of it being your fault lifted off the back of your shoulder. And now you had a tool.
That's right.
To do something about it.
That's right. I had an eating plan for her. And unlike she thought they were only going to make her eat vegetables, she got to eat real meat, real protein. And I'm talking about not chicken nuggets or McDonald's.
That's not real food. We don't call
really
that real food at Nutritional Weight and Wellness,
no,
do we?
No, but actually meat that actually looks like meat. So we had that, and we had to incorporate that 5 or 6 times a day. And that could
but
be...
But the other thing that I love about what you did, I'm interrupting you here, but okay. I want you to make a, I want to make a point, and I think it's really important, because you came home to your daughter, and you talked about how excited you were over the things she could eat.
That's right.
You didn't point out, honey, I'm afraid you can't have this anymore, or you can't have that anymore. It's like, no, I'm so excited you can have...
You can have butter
on your vegetables.
And you get real cream on your berries. And you get to eat, you know, good fat when for
real
every
food.
Meal and snack. And you get fruits and vegetables. And, you know, it was exciting. It wasn't the diet she thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm. And well, it's not a diet,
no,
is it? It's a balanced eating plan.
And with a few modifications, like no soda pop, you know, in the house at all, we drink water. We took out cereals for breakfast and juice, and that was, you know, striking terror in the hearts of all my children. Once we got around that issue of no more cereal for breakfast and, oh, no, what do we do now?
Yeah.
Life has been good. And really, they now point out often how they see other kids eating so poorly.
Yeah.
And if they were to eat that way, how it would make them feel. And so they now see the reward and the benefit of this healthy lifestyle we've adopted. And that's more than I could have ever asked for.
Yep. So now I think our audience is now seeing why I call you our parent expert. So we actually have a couple of callers, and we will take a call from Sharon. Sharon, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Hi. My son is just going off to college now. It's on September 1st, and I was wondering how I could help him make the transition nutritionally. He'll be eating dorm food.
Okay.
So what advice can I give him?
Well, I think, Mary, I'm actually going to throw the ball over to you, because I know you sat down with your kids, right?
Yep.
And this is what you taught them.
And what I taught them was what... the importance of the three different food groups in their body, what those things did for them. Number one, protein builds muscle. It gives us energy, and it helps speed our metabolism.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is very important for a growing body and for a body who needs a lot of brain power that is going off to college to get in protein 5 or 6 times a day. That could look like hard-boiled egg for a snack. You know, for breakfast, it could be some good meat source. I make turkey sausages, which is just ground turkey and some spices that I like mixed up. And I just make them into a patty, and they have those. A good piece of fruit with that. Some good...
Which brings in our carbs,
yep,
which is our next food group.
And
because
the fat would be olive oil, extra virgin olive oil. Fry those up in a pan and have... a good piece of fruit. That's a great breakfast to have along with some water.
So will he be able to cook by himself at all, Sharon, or just to choose from the dorm food?
It's dorm food, yeah.
Well, when he goes to that dorm cafeteria, this is what he does. First off, he chooses a protein source, a good meat source, something that looks like meat, preferably not breaded or coated, but, you know, good piece of chicken, turkey, roast beef, whatever he likes, fish, eggs. Number two, vegetables and fruits are the main source of carbs. You really need to get kids to stay away from so many breads and bread products and cereals. And then number three would be
healthy
adding
fats.
Some good healthy fats on top.
Like send some nuts with him. And, you know, one of the things that we're huge proponents of is whole milk, organic, plain yogurt. And that's, I don't know if he has access to a fridge, but those kind of things, Sharon, is what he what he needs.
Okay. That's helpful.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot for calling.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. It's time for another break, and here are some more bone facts for you. Bones are actually formed by a mesh of protein and healthy fat, and that is, it is actually this net that the minerals calcium, phosphorus, and all the other minerals attach to. Our bones are a lot more than just calcium. We'll be right back with Dishing Up Nutrition.
Your arms around me tight, everything felt so right.
We're back with Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Wendy Kate Stancer, registered nurse and nutrition educator, and I'm here with Mary Hauge, our parent expert, and we are actually having a real-life conversation about childhood obesity. If you'd like to join us or have any questions for us, give us a call at 651-699-3438. And Mary, I just want to, before we answer our calls that we have sitting over here, I want to acknowledge your daughter for allowing us to talk about her today.
Yeah.
And I want to also acknowledge you for sitting down with her and letting her know how important this is and how this could, you know, help other teenagers that have the same issue that she had. And so I know she's not listening, but we just really, really want to acknowledge her for allowing us to have a conversation about the struggle that she's gone through at a very young age. So,
well, thank you for that.
And thank her for us, too, will you?
I surely will.
As we appreciate that. So we have a couple of callers here, and I think Ruth has been waiting the longest. Ruth?
Hi.
Hi, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Thank you.
Did you have a question for us?
Yeah, I have a 13-year-old daughter who was just diagnosed as lactose intolerant.
Okay.
And she can eat yogurt, but anything else with calcium is a problem, dairy products. So I was wondering what would be a good source of calcium for an alternative, and what about, like, calcium pills? And then they also have these products on the market that you can take that will make you tolerate calcium, and what your idea is on those.
Yeah, well, this is my idea on calcium. From the little snippets that I've been talking about with bone health, I really think, Ruth, that I'm going to just let you know about our brand new class that we have, first of all, because bones are not, simple.
Right.
55% of adults age 50 and over have osteoporosis and low bone mass. And DAR put together for us a bone building foods class that actually is going to be starting this coming week.
Okay.
And it would be excellent, first of all, for, again, since our conversation today is about education and educating parents to do the right thing, because it isn't just as simple. It's not just as simple as getting your daughter calcium.
Right.
Okay. She has to have all the other nutrients that go with that. So for you or anybody that wants to sign up for our class, please call 651-699-3438. Okay. Now, let's get back to your question, Ruth. It's like she does do yogurt.
Right.
So what you want to do is you want to make sure that she's getting a good quality yogurt. What kind of yogurt is she eating?
Danone, usually.
Yeah, that's not going to give her any significant calcium. What you want to do, Ruth, is you want to get some good organic whole milk yogurt, plain.
Okay.
Plain. And then what you're going to want to do for your daughter is to mix some nice fresh berries with that and some good good coconut milk.
Okay.
Or maybe some almond butter to get that good fat in there, because her bones are forming right now. And so what she needs is that mesh I was talking about earlier.
Right.
She needs good quality protein. She needs good quality fat. And then we really get the most bioavailable. And what I mean by that is that's the calcium that our body is actually able to absorb from green leafy vegetables,
right,
not dairy. So if you give her all those things, she should be fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I really wouldn't do any of the supplements at her age.
Okay.
I would make sure she eats balanced, she gets good quality protein, good healthy real fat, and then lots of green leafy vegetables.
Okay, and then I can call that number about your class.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, thanks a lot.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling, Ruth.
Bye.
Isn't this fun, Mary?
This is so much fun. And my comment to Ruth would be, you know, sometimes when kids go from eating a yogurt that has fruit in it, and so it's very, very sweet, to a plain yogurt, it will taste a little sour to them. And what Dar taught me was a little bit of pure maple syrup. I'm not talking Mrs. Butterworth's.
Couple drops.
Yep. Not Mrs. Butterworth's, but
or log cabin.
Yeah. Pure maple syrup drizzled over that yogurt and berries will sweeten it up enough for them to tolerate it. And as they are used to having less and less sugar in their diet, they can even cut it back more.
Right, and the other thing we should have told Ruth is that because we need to avoid things that leach the calcium
right.
from our bones, certainly no soda pop,
right,
or caffeine. I'm sure, well, I don't know, some 13-year-olds do drink coffee. But
And a big thing for me to learn was when a product takes out the fat and it's low fat or reduced fat, they add sugar. And sugar actually leaches minerals and vitamins out of your bones. And for a child, that's critical
yep.
because their bones are developing at this point. So you really want to go with products that have good, healthy, whole fat in them so that they're not getting that extra amount of sugar.
And real foods,
yep.
right? With
that's
ingredients
right.
we can actually read and understand and we know
right.
what's in there. So we have... Ooh, I lost my headphones here. It's like, we're going to take another call. Michelle?
Yes.
Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome.
I was just wondering, I have been obese myself since childhood, and I had some of the same issues you were talking about, the asthma and lots of different medications and stuff, but I've never been a huge, huge eater, though, like you see people on these talk shows that are really overweight and talking about eating, you know, stopping at for a Big Mac before they go home and eat another dinner or eating a whole box of cookies or a whole cake. I've never eaten like that.
Right.
And my family can't figure out why I'm so heavy.
Right.
That was my situation exactly. I have two children who are very little, and then my oldest daughter would gain weight at the blink of an eye. She was changing sizes pretty much every week. And she also was not overeating. She was just eating the wrong balance of food. And because I was making the wrong balance, we had a lot of pasta. Pasta in her body turns to weight.
Okay,
and so
and that's
now,
the thing that I love is
yep,
pasta.
Instead of having pasta as our main course, it is now our side dish.
Okay.
So when I make spaghetti, she gets about a half a cup of the pasta with the sauce. And then I also... either we'll add a meat into that spaghetti sauce, a good, you know, amount of meat, and also a nice green vegetable or a salad. And it's a much more balanced way, and it fills her up, and it satisfies her. And when you're satisfied by the fat and the good quality foods and proteins, you tend not to overeat because your body says, I'm done. I don't need any more food.
Well, the other thing is protein does, it, like you mentioned before, Mary, it increases our metabolism. So... and I don't know, Michelle, you might be also on some medications that inhibit your metabolism, too. So,
Well, and I did see Dar, and we did figure out the gluten thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yay.
And so, but I've gotten off the gluten, but I do sometimes go to a gluten-free bakery. So I'm wondering if I should just follow the plan, if that would be enough that she gave me. With eliminating a lot of the carbs, or well, not carbs, but just the wrong.
Well, you
carbs.
Did. Now you said you were eating pasta.
Well, the rice noodle pasta.
Oh yeah. See, that is very, very high. Look at your label there. That's very, very high in carbohydrates. I don't. I very seldom allow any of my clients to have that because it's. I think it's 40 some carbs per serving, and that equals about 10 teaspoons of sugar in your bloodstream, Michelle.
The other thing,
so, yeah.
You know, with my daughter, too, she was very addicted to breads, and pretty much every meal was centered on a bread base, a bagel for breakfast, a sandwich for lunch, and pasta for dinner.
Right.
And so we really had to limit her bread consumption to one slice of bread a day or one serving
a day. And that, even though you're gluten insensitive, Michelle, I think that's where your issue lies is those things that you're eating that are gluten-free that are still very high in carbs. So I would look at that first. And if that doesn't help, okay. come back to our class or come back to see Dar or just call our office,
okay.
651-699-3438.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I had no idea about all the sugar in the
pasta.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Michelle.
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, here we are. It's time for another break already. And so we're going to just tell you a little bit more about bone health. And that is that Tums, I want everybody to know, is not a good source of calcium and can actually inhibit the absorption of our other bone-building nutrients. We'll be right back with Dishing Up Nutrition. We're back with Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Wendy Kate Stancer, registered nurse and nutrition educator, and I am here with my parent expert, Mary Haughey. She happens to be my very favorite parent expert, too, by the way. And we're having a conversation about childhood obesity. And I know, Mary, one of the goals that you had when we came on the show is to really, really talk about the fact that it is about education and it's about parents' responsibility, because I know I sit down with a lot of parents myself, and I know out there that most parents feel like it's totally overwhelming and out of control. And I think many parents give up before they even get started because there's so many negative societal pressures, and it seems insurmountable to eat healthy, let alone even know what healthy is.
Right. And for my family, it truly was about my educating them, but I had to be educated first so that I knew what I was telling them was right and helpful. And so we'd sit down at the dinner table and I'd say, okay, where's your protein? Where's your carb? Where's your fat? And they'd have to tell me, and I'd say, now, the reason we eat protein is because of this. The reason we eat carbs and fat is because of this. This is what it does for your body. And the more I talked about it to them, and of course they thought I was a nutrition freak.
And they still do, but that's okay.
That's okay now because they're reaping the benefits of feeling better, not having to go to the doctor all the time. So, but the more I talked to them about it, the more they understood. You know what? If I want more energy and more muscle and to do better in soccer, I need to eat my protein. I need to get my vegetables in and, you know, and stay away from those junky foods. And
speaking of soccer, can you just quickly tell us a story about your son?
Sure. When my
We're going to flip to him, too.
Yeah, when my oldest daughter was 12, almost 13. My son was 10, almost 11. And we had to deal with the school lunch issue because the school lunch that was provided for them at their school, there was only one choice. They really didn't have a choice of picking a different protein, carb, or fat. It was whatever was served. And so we kind of had to say, well, we're going to start bringing our home lunch so that it's a better balance for all of you. And we all took this on. It wasn't just about my daughter adopting this plan. It was a whole family lifestyle because I thought we could all use this.
Absolutely.
I mean, this isn't just about her. It's about all of us. And my son, after 2 weeks on this program, came home and said, Mom, you know, I'm supposed to have my school lunch on Thursday. I would allow him to have it one day a week. The other four, they'd take a home lunch. And he'd say, but I have soccer practice on Thursday, and if I take that school lunch, I know I'm not going to have enough energy to go to soccer practice. And I thought,
isn't
wow.
that amazing? So he wanted you to pack a lunch for him.
So we packed a lunch that day because
that
he knew he wouldn't make it through soccer practice on what he was getting for lunch that day.
That's just wonderful. Yep. I love that story, Mary. And then we have a couple of calls here. So let's take those. Nikki, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Well, hello, Wendy and Mary. How are you?
Great. And how are you?
I am doing well. I have a question, though, about some oils. I listen a lot. In fact, I've met with you before, Wendy.
Okay.
But I'm kind of forgetting a little bit about the oils. I know olive oil is really good. And what I'm doing is, well, back when my kids' dad and I were first starting out, we were financially struggling like most do. And I used to buy generic stuff.
Yep.
And he didn't like that. His peanut butter had to be Jif or Skippy. So I would just replace, you know, I would put the generic in the Jif or Skippy jar, and he'd say, now that's peanut butter. Well, 20, 25 years later, I've got a little more wisdom with me. So now I find myself replacing or putting stuff in those name brand containers, more healthier stuff.
Oh, great.
And what I'm doing now is replacing our Miracle Whip with homemade mayonnaise.
Wonderful.
Now, I've been experimenting, and I tried it with olive oil, and that was just, you could really tell the difference. And it was a little too strong, and I know they wouldn't buy it.
Okay.
So, what oil would be a better oil?
Gosh. You know, that's a good question. You know what I would really do? We were just talking about this the other day. But what I would do is I would try to get a light flavored, you know, like the lightest olive oil I could find, because I know olive oil does make, you know, the best mayonnaise. But I would really, I would try, this is what I would use. I haven't done it yet. But Nikki, I would try using some macadamia nut oil.
Oh, okay.
That's an excellent oil, and it's quite similar. It's light, and I don't think they would notice the difference. I would try using some of that macadamia nut oil.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, because many of the other oils out there are just, you know, not the best.
Well, and in the recipe it says like a safflower oil or corn oil, but I knew the corn oil was a no-no.
Yep. Well, safflower, you can actually find safflower oil that, but you want expeller or cold pressed.
Okay.
Not refined.
Okay.
And then the safflower oil would be quite okay.
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 Great. Thank you.
Thanks, Nikki. Thanks a lot for calling, and thanks for listening.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, it's time for us to take another break, and we'll be right back with Dishing Up Nutrition.
You've got mail.
Should I eat low carb or low fat? Do eggs and butter raise my cholesterol? Is coffee good after all? Don't rely on sound bites and infomercials for something as important as your health. You deserve recommendations based on biochemistry. Nutritional Weight and Wellness is offering listeners a complimentary e-newsletter full of information from a nutritionist perspective. Subscribe to the free monthly e-newsletter at weightandwellness.com.
We're back with Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Wendy Kate Stancer, a nutrition educator, registered nurse, and I'm here with Mary Haughey, our parent expert, and we're having a conversation about childhood obesity. But before we get back to that conversation, I just want everybody to know that we have a couple of new classes that we're having at our office, and one of those is bone-building foods. So we know that 55% of adults age 50 and over have osteoporosis or low bone mass, and it's pretty scary. Many people are developing this much earlier than that also. And for those of you that are planning ahead for fall, our six-week weight and wellness series, which is our signature series and get lots of information, Mary's actually going to be teaching that for us out at Wyzetta, and that starts the week of September 7th. And then we also have a 12-week Let's Do Lunch weight and wellness series. And this is a new class that we started. We had one going on this summer, and the people really, really enjoyed it. So they come in for 1 hour over lunch. Those classes begin September 7th. So what we'd like you to do, if you, again, are ready to sign up and plan ahead for fall, is to go to our website, weightandandwellness.com, and look at the locations and call the number on our calendar there. And also on our website, we're going to put our sausage recipe. Mary makes our sausage, but she can't quite remember the ingredients, and neither can I. It's been a while since I've made it, but we start out with turkey sausage. We're actually going to have Corey put that on the website. So if you just go to weightandwellness.com and look for our sausage recipe, we'll be happy to share that with you. Now, Mary, I know we're running out of time here already, but please, let's talk about how is your daughter doing now, 2 years later?
Well, she is fabulous. She is now 15. And instead of shopping in the plus size section or the women's section, which was very painful, she's now able to shop in the junior section. She's lost.
That's wonderful.
Yep. She's lost 45 pounds. She is heavy into marching band, also figure skating. She has control of her asthma, her cravings, her emotions, and she is just a much happier kid all around. And it surely shows.
Isn't that great? And so one of the things that you do so well that I know we have questions from parents all the time is you prepare. And for instance, this last week, your daughter was at band camp for 7 hours marching in the hot sun. How did you make sure she got good nutrition?
Well, it's pretty funny. She had to bring a lunch every day. And right away she said to me, "Mom, I want to bring salads for my lunch, and I also want to bring, could you get me some kind of a low-carb wrap or tortilla so I could have, you know, some good meat sandwiches to bring along?" And so she would bring either a salad or a really healthy good sandwich wrap along with like celery and peanut butter, a piece of fruit, plenty of water. She doesn't drink Propel or any of those other flavored
no
waters.
Diet soda.
No diet soda, no regular soda, no juice. She went with two gigantic bottles of water and a good healthy lunch that was going to get her through the day. And she said, Mom, one of my friends brought a jelly sandwich on white bread, ho-hos, chips, and a can of pop. And I said, for 7 hours, can you imagine? And I said, I wonder how she felt at the end of the day. And I said, how did you feel at the end of the day with your lunch? And she said, I felt great. She said, I didn't feel like it was hard at all.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yep.
Isn't that wonderful? And then we also know that that there's just a lot of subtle changes, right, Mary?
Oh, yeah.
Because she had kind of a disappointment yesterday, emotionally, right? We won't talk about what that was, but usually she would have said,
let's stop at the Dairy Queen on the way home.
Go get some donuts, right?
Yeah.
And instead she said,
can I drive the car home?
She just got her permit and she's 15.
Yeah. So she has just had a total life change from all of this. And I just couldn't be happier for her and so relieved for myself that I now have taken the responsibility to help my child through life feel better about who she is. And going forward, she knows that she is able to do anything because she conquered this huge issue in her life.
Yeah, absolutely. And Mary, she didn't have to wait till she was 50 like I did.
That's right.
And waiting until you're 50 isn't a great thing to do because you ruin your health. You ruin your metabolism even more. I did Weight Watchers 7 times. And, you know, but here I am and here we both are and we're in our right and perfect place. And hopefully we've had some listeners out there today that we've been able to make an impact with. So, we just want you all to know that we love what we're doing, and we want you all to remember that real food is the magic within you and the road to optimum childhood health.